Blackstone Audiobooks presents Chloe by Lynn Cody. To my agent, Danielle Egan Miller. Thanks for all your hard work and for having confidence in me. You've been great. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Charlotte Elliott. Part 1. Chapter 1. Tidewater, Maryland, April 1917. Chloe thought dying would be easier than what her father wanted her to do now. She'd just been lifted onto the open bed of a farm truck, where she gazed out from under the low brim of her straw hat. It framed the terrifying jumble of faces gawking up at her. "Chloe?" Her father's voice rumbled a warning. Barrel-chested, wearing a custom-tailored suit, he hovered beside the truck fender while she stood above him, trembling. She parted her lips, desperate for air, as all the faces ran together like wet watercolors. "Chloe?" her father repeated, chilling her. She tried to think of the words that would please her father and also sway the people before her, but under her cream lace bodice, she couldn't inflate her lungs. It was as if her corset had been laced too high and much too tight. She tried to focus on the scene before her, the smell of fecund earth buffeted upward in warm waves. The dazzling, nearly blinding spring sunshine glinted off the chrome of Model T cars and trucks, amidst a few old wagons.